This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you can sit here and explain to me why buying a $2,500 Gucci bag benefits your life, then I will gladly listen to it and I will stop talking right away and you can hop off this podcast. If you can't, then I really encourage you to keep listening.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, and you are listening to another episode of, well, the Happy Times Podcast. That's all we got. That's the only series we have on this podcast right now. I want to incorporate you guys a little bit more, but today I really want to keep it short and sweet and simple. This bugs me a lot. People complain about the fact that they can't find happiness, that they can't find their drive in the morning, that they are spending so much time sitting and complaining on their phones when they're absolutely doing nothing. And at the end of the day, what they're spending their time, their money, and their valuable effort and just their whole being on is just nothing that's necessarily going to benefit their life. But again, if you can explain to me why that $2,500 Gucci backpack is going to benefit your life in the way that it's going to get me to shut up right now, then I will gladly listen to you. But other than that, we're going to keep talking. Money is a huge thing. And I understand that. Money is something that drives us. Money is something that wakes us up in the morning, and it's the reason why we need to live. And I get that. I understand that. But if that's the underlying meaning, the one that really, really gets you up in the morning, the one that makes your heart pitter-patter, then I think you really, really need to get back to that drawing board and reconfigure everything because that's not it. I'm sorry to tell you, that's just not it. And that's just not gonna get you through your day. And it may one day, but it's not gonna get you through your week. What you need is that proper drive. What you need is that heart and soul in every single day. If you have worked your hardest to get where you are today, then I guarantee you, you're gonna be fulfilled with happiness. But if you have been given something and you haven't worked for it, I guarantee you that'll be gone in no time. In a blink of an eye, you will lose that. So let's talk about getting there. Let's talk about keeping it. Let's talk about getting up in the morning. We feel like we need to impress people. We feel like we need to spend our money. We feel like we have to have money. We feel like as more success as we find, and this goes out to YouTubers or podcasters or book writers or musicians, we feel like we need to step up in the game. Think about that. Every rapper ever that's wearing $250,000 chains around their neck, because they literally have to in that community. They feel like they have to. And it's kind of the same in this social media game. You see this Gucci backpack and you're like, oh my God, well, he has it. So that means once I hit 1 million subscribers, I I have to get myself one. I have to. There's no option to not get one. Or when you do really well at a job, you feel like, oh, I did so well today. I got my paycheck. Now I'm going to go and buy this. And I've had a form of this. Whenever I get a brand deal, I'm like, oh, okay, well, that means I can go buy something. And that mentality right there is so invalid. And it's tough for us to realize that because we feel like we're doing amazing. But I can tell you right now, you will feel 10 times more successful when you actually buy something when you need it. When you actually need something is when it's going to feel a lot better, or when that's going to benefit your life. Now, there's a solid threshold, and that's where I am right now. I'm a huge runner. I'm a huge biker. And I want to get a new bike. I have a perfectly good bike. I've only had the bike for a year, but I want to upgrade. And I've been contemplating whether or not I need it. Do I need this? Absolutely not. Do I want to benefit my life further? 100%. So I'm at the standstill. And this is kind of related to whatever you're going through. And I hope you can relate this. This is not 100% about money. Don't worry. At the end of the day, you need to sit down at that drawing board. You need to write down what are your goals. If your goals are something that you can achieve before you even write it down, that's not a goal. That's just something that you are wanting to do. A goal is a dream. It's something that you've dreamt your whole life of doing. A goal is something you have to work blood, sweat, and tears for. And to spend it all on something that's stupid just to impress other people is dumb. I don't want to belittle your thoughts right now, but that is dumb. Because you're worth so much more than you going to a retailer and spending money just to impress somebody, just to fit in, just to blend in. You didn't work this hard to blend in. So stop trying to. Stop feeling like you have to go out there and spend this amount of money or get drunk or get high and do all these things and fall into peer pressure in order to fit in. You're not built to fit in. You're not made to fit in. You're made to be the person who you are. And that person who you are, think about it right now. Yeah, you can say that your name, like I'm Joey. Hi, my name is Joey Kidney. I'm the owner of this Happy Times podcast. And what's so unique to me is the fact that I just said my name is Joey. My name is Joey Kidney. And right there, yeah, there's probably a few Joey Kidneys in the world. It's not a very common name, but there's probably a few out there. But what's so different is that there's none like me. And there's none like you. Whether your name is Brittany or Natasha or I don't know. It could be any name. It could be a very common name. At the end of the day, it's you. Stop trying to fit in with every other Natasha or every other Chad and start trying to stand out for you. Stop buying stupid shit to impress stupid people that absolutely mean nothing to you. Because at the end of the day, they're not going to be there. And at the end of the day, your bank account is going to be empty. And so is your ego and your dignity. Stand beside yourself in everything that you do. Understand and have a meaning behind everything that you do. Wake up with a goal in mind every single day. Wake up excited to live every single day and not do it for other people. And I guarantee you, happiness is around the corner. If it is something that you are fighting for, keep fighting. I promise you, it's there. If it is someone you are fighting for, stop. Be the one. Be yourself. Be the only one you are fighting for. And I promise you, you will achieve greatness. I promise you, you achieve happiness. And I promise you, you do not need to buy anything to impress anyone or do anything to impress anyone in a negative way or that's something that won't benefit your life. If you work your ass off and you're trying to impress your boss and you're working your ass off, that is amazing. That is amazing. But if you feel like you need to kiss up to them or buy them something, or you feel like you need to fit into any situation, you don't have to do that. You don't. And you won't. So I want you to go home and write down a goal that you really, really want. And write it down your way. Write it down in a way that you don't have to confine to any rules, any regulations, any stereotypes, and do it the way you want to do it. The best thing about, for example, YouTube is the fact that it's in the title and it's you. You're able to create a video in any way that you want. It took me a while to realize that I have the power to create it how I want to. But every single channel is so unique and so different, and we have the ability to entertain people in the way that we want to. It was a platform that helped us create in a way that was us, like no other. So take that and use that in life. This is your life. You are limited to one. There's no warranty. There's nothing. You could die tomorrow. You could die in 5 minutes. You could die while listening to this. And you can take that as a sad thing, or you can take that as a drive to write down that fucking goal and go for it. I'm tired of seeing people feel like they need to flex Louis Vuitton on my Instagram when all I want to see is people going for their dreams and their goals and what they grew up doing and being. When I see a little kid playing with construction toys or a girl playing with Barbies, and I want to see her become a fashion designer. I want to see him own his own construction company. I want to see them work so hard. I want to see them have so much money that they can send their kids to college. I want to see that. That's what makes me happy. That's what drives me. That's what I love seeing. But when I see somebody just spend $250 on, I don't know. Just be mindful of where you put your money and where you put your mouth. Be mindful of the fact that you are living this life for you. And I want you to stay that way. Sometimes we always need that reminder that, hey, it's okay to say no. It's okay to be you. It's okay to stay you. You don't have to fit in. I don't want you to fit in. I want you to be you. I want you to stay you. And I want to thank you very much for listening to this Happy Times podcast. That's all I have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I will catch you guys next time. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.